This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Interstate 70 is open in both directions through Glenwood Canyon after flash flood warnings closed the highway Wednesday afternoon. CDOT lifted its travel restrictions around 6 o'clock this morning. It says the repairs to the interstate following several large mudslides have held up, even with heavy rain yesterday. Thousands of federal workers on the front lines of the country's largest wildfires are getting a raise. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Climate change has made Colorado and other western states' wildfire seasons longer and more intense, but starting pay for most federal firefighters is less than $13.50 per hour. The USDA and Department of Interior will now use bonus payments to boost paychecks to at least $15 an hour. Kelly Martin is a former fire chief at Yosemite National Park who leads the advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters.
Our summers are getting hotter, they're drier, they're longer. So the pressure on our personnel system is at a breaking point.
Martin says the move is a good first step, but the pay bump is small and temporary. Funding for permanent pay raises and other improvements are included in the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed by the U.S. Senate that's now awaiting House action. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A Loveland police officer shot and severely wounded a 19-year-old in his backyard earlier this week. The man, Alexander Domino, was having a mental health crisis when a family member called 911. An attorney for the family says Domino has a mental disability. The shooting Monday is under investigation by the neighboring Fort Collins police. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.